Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Beth Ross is back on the show, too, ladies and gentlemen. Beth is a member of our Brain Trust. She's a certified career coach. She's an executive coach, CEO coach. She writes. She speaks about these topics. She's here to talk to us about how you and I can make sure that we have the best team possible. Beth Ross, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Beth. You know, Beth, when we have real estate, we have to maintain it. We have to do regular maintenance, or it starts falling apart. And if we allow things to go too long, for whatever reason, we either neglect it or we put off making improvements or maintenance. It's called deferred maintenance, And the interesting thing is this same thing can happen with our the people who work for us, especially key people. We hire somebody, we put them to work, they learn the business, we count on them, and we think they should be able to continue to march just like we do. But it turns out people are not always it doesn't always work out like that. And we have
very, very true.
They haven't had a raise
in 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. So how do we do this? How do we pick up on the maintenance of our people? Where do we start?
We really start by paying attention to these people, because there's always the possibility of derailment if you're not paying attention. You know, we talk so much about, especially even in interviews, we'll say, "Are you a team player?" Well, yes. Certainly when they were hired, they were a team player. And then you begin to get the suspicion that their team playing is really not as acute as it used to be, then you know you've got a problem. And this is when it's great for companies to bring in, however briefly or even for a period of 6 months, a coach from the outside to work with these people on identifying behaviors, identifying areas of concern, addressing them, and being sure that attention is paid. Because guaranteed, if you don't pay attention, somebody from the outside is, hey, you hired the best of the best, right? And there's the vultures are circling your compound, ready to pounce.
Well, here's the thing, Beth. One of the things that's a problem right now, and this is one of the great ironies of the marketplace, Beth, is that we got millions of people unemployed, but one of the problems business owners have is finding good people to fill key positions. They're still having trouble. I'm going to do a report in the next half hour with Bill Dunkelberg, and he's telling me that he still got here it is, 15% of his respondents reported unfilled job openings. That means they can't find the people to go in those positions. Well, if you've got somebody who's filling a good position, but things have kind of slipped a little bit, which is better, try to find somebody to replace them or fix what's wrong with them? I think it's the latter.
Fix, because it's so costly to hire someone new. You know, I think one of my unique features as an executive coach is the fact that my distinguished background, early background, was, and I still do it, retained executive search. I know what it's like to find the best of the best. And now, I'm pretty much an expert on, here's what you have to do to keep the best of the best.
So you don't lose a good person, or so they don't get poached either. So how does this work? How do we do this? Do we bring somebody in for one person? Do we bring somebody in for the team? What do we do?
Any or all of the above. The two most recent proposals I've done have been for individuals who have been, I'll give you one example. an individual was reported, I'm losing my voice here, allergies, was promoted from being head of an engineering department in an academic institution. He's promoted from that to being provost. Big deal. Wow.
Yeah.
He's having trouble with these new job requirements, with this new image of himself, with the new way he has to deal with people. Note that I'm saying new.
Right.
And he has, Bill says, has no one to talk to because he's right up there under the CEO, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody but God to talk to.
And his neck has gotten really long, and he's probably wondering, am I an example of the Peter Principle?
Yeah, all those things could be, especially coupled with the fact that, you know, you turn on your TV, you read the Wall Street Journal, the whole business, we're getting still lots of bad news. And to buy into that just further pulls them down. So sometimes we work with individuals, key individuals like that, to change behavior and perception. And these assignments can be over a period of 6 months. There are other times when I go in and work with a whole team to bring communication skills. Ah, people aren't talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's scared. They don't know if it's going to be me next, is it going to be the company next, whatever it is. So lots of reassurance needs
so if somebody there. If somebody's organization just isn't, there seems to be a lot of dysfunction, they probably need to come in and maybe talk to everybody in the management
team. Human resources department too.
Yeah, and then give the boss a report, give the CEO a report saying, okay, you know, here's where I think you got a problem, and it's part of it's the organization. And part of it is that person right there.
Yeah, exactly. And I do something called a 360. That's to get the perception of peers, subordinates, and also the higher-ups. Because many times individuals within an organization do not have any idea how they're perceived by other people.
Mm-hmm. That's really hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because...
Do you think it's because it's that hard, or you think they're just that obtuse?
All of the above. I think people fall into ways of behavior. That's what I mean about changing behavior.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's so small, so little, but it can be. And I've had this feedback. It can be life changing.
Hold on to that thought, Beth. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Beth to talk to us about how to explain to you, some of your key people, why you're getting them help. You know, how do you make that conversation with them so they're not defensive, so they accept it, and so that you can redeem these people who have run off the rails. 20 after, right back with Dr. Beth Ross. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.